every Thursday morning, we have Talk of the Town with Youngstown's mayor, Mayor Jamel Tito Brown. Good morning, Mayor Brown.
Good morning, Lavetta. How are you?
I'm doing good this morning. Doing good. Okay.
Good.
So I take it you're doing well as well.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. All right. So in my last break, I don't know if you was listening or not, because I know you're busy moving around. But in the last break, I asked, I was talking about a shooting that just happened overnight. It turns out it was a juvenile male. And I wanted to know, you know, what are we doing? Do you know anything about it? And what are we doing for the an action plan for the violence in the city?
You know what? Sometimes we get those shootings. You see the news, they report it already. But I have not gotten to my briefing on that one just yet. But I can tell you that a lot of times when we find out the shootings, there's several things that's going on. They could be self-inflicted, someone playing with a gun, or it could be that it's someone gets shot from a drive-by shooting.
Mm-hmm.
So all those are key factors that could be going on with this case. Mm-hmm. So typically, what happens? The chief will come in the morning and give me a briefing. You know, I get a daily briefing. So I have not gotten that yet. But one of the things I always stress is gun safety. You know, individuals, adults should be responsible with their guns. Make sure you have them locked up. Because a lot of times when we find the juveniles have them, they've typically come across them and they're just leisure time in the home, and there's no gun safety or no. A lot of times if you own a gun, you need to really sit down and tell your kids and talk to them about, you know, this is you know, a gun. Don't touch, you know, if, you know, don't play with, you know, so those are things, you know, almost like when you talk to kids about fire,
right.
This is the same thing. So we encourage people, we have gun safety locks if individuals want them as well. We give them away for free out in the community, but if someone calls the mayor's office, we can get these gun safety locks.
Awesome. So that's a good thing to know, because I think I heard that it was happening at an event that they were giving them out, did not know it was pretty standard. So thank you for that.
Yes.
All right, so I had a question come in the other day, and I feel like maybe I need to pose this on air. Somebody asked me if you needed an ID to get a COVID vaccine shot, because if you're homeless and you don't have an ID, you need an ID to get an ID. So how would someone go about getting a COVID vaccination if they didn't have an ID?
Well, we don't turn anyone away. They want a vaccination. Just be wherever you are. If you don't have ID, if you know, just can't find it, or you just don't, you know, just whatever the circumstances, you can get a COVID vaccination without an ID, no matter where you are. So when that question came up and we kind of started thinking about it, I said, well, let me double check. And we double checked, and they will not turn someone away who needs a vaccination if they don't have their ID.
Awesome, awesome. So I'm glad. I think that was Levi who asked me that question earlier this week. So thank you for answering that question for him. All right, so we got all the business out the way. And you know they say when you work hard, you got to play hard. There's a lot to play in over the weekend. What's going on in the city?
Yeah, well, the downtown is starting to open up again. And as we've been talking about, you know, things happening, we got the Italian Fest that's going on. It's going to kick off, I believe, you know, they kind of kick off Thursday evening, Friday for lunch. They're blocked. The street's already blocked
off.
Yes,
it is.
And then you'll have on Sunday, you'll have Nelly in the house down at the amphitheater. So I think that those are some two great things that are happening, you know, in downtown Youngstown, you know, as we come out of this pandemic. And the one thing I really want to make sure we stress is that we've got to maybe start really make sure we put our mask back on again.
Right.
This Delta variant is really, really pushing its way here. We've not seen it yet in the city, and there's talk with myself and other mayors across the Ohio is that maybe in public buildings you may have to wear your mask. So it's just a thought. We're looking at the numbers. I actually have a call with the governor tomorrow. We have not had a call with the governor since probably in the last month or so, and now he wants to talk with the mayors, and I imagine that's what he wants to talk about, what he's seeing, what he's hearing. So if you notice, he hasn't been doing his daily briefing, so he's going to talk to us, and I'll let you know what I find out once I talk to him tomorrow.
Well, it's a good thing. After we had that talk last week, I already went back to wearing my mask when I'm around people. And even though I'm the only one doing it, I'm just doing it. So I don't have to get back into the habit of doing it.
Sure.
What can we say? Thank you so much for being on with me this morning, Mr. Mayor. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You have a great day.
Thank you all for joining us for Talk of the Town with Mayor Brown. And be sure to join us in our next episode.